Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford here on ChicagoBears.com. What a win on Monday over the Detroit Lions, but not a whole lot of time to celebrate because the Carolina Panthers come into Soldier Field for a noon start on Sunday.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
Take a look at the offense. Protecting Jay Cutler from big hits has got to be the key. Sore ribs will not keep him from facing the Panthers, but another 300-pound-plus defensive lineman falling on top of him could aggravate the condition and complicate his performance. If at all possible, a game plan that protects the Bears quarterback would seem to be the way to go. Now, Cutler can help in the plan as well by doing what he can to avoid the big hit. The Panthers have 14 sacks, led by defensive end Charles Johnson's 3.5, but as a unit, the Panthers are not doing anything particularly well, giving up 366 yards a game, 120 of it on the ground. Getting Matt Forte and Michael Bush cranked up again in the run game should be an avenue for success. The Bears now 9th in the league in running the football, averaging better than 131 yards a game and getting better every week. Keep an eye on third down for this game. The Panthers are having trouble getting off the field, allowing a 45% conversion rate that ranks 27th in the NFL. It appears Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is not handling losing well. His frustration is coming out in various comments that point to questionable maturation at the age of 23. Now, that being said, we all know he's a gifted athlete. He threw for 374 last October against the Bears at Soldier Field. His biggest issue right now seems to be a lack of anticipation on his throws, which is digging into his accuracy and allowing defenders to make plays on the ball. That fits perfectly for a Bears defense that leads the NFL with 21 takeaways and an NFL best 62.7 quarterback rating. The Bears are not giving up the big play. Also number one in quarterback rating on pass attempts longer than 21 yards. Are you ready for this? An astounding 24.1 quarterback rating in a league where the average is 90.8. That's how good they've been. The Panthers are a capable running team led by Newton's 274 and 3 touchdowns, so tracking him with the ball in his hands will be the biggest chore of the day. Lovie Smith wants to see more out of the Bears' return game. He said it during the bye week and often during the 15 days between the win in Jacksonville and Monday's over Detroit. Dave Tobe used a combination of Devin Hester, Eric Weems, and Earl Bennett on punt and kickoff return against the Lions, but the results were about the same. On kickoff returns, the Bears 21st in the NFL, 25th on punt returns, averaging just 7.2 yards. It is not something the Bears are used to. I'm not actually worried about it. I think everything is going to work out just fine. They're just one kick or punt return breakaway from really boosting everything up again. It'll be interesting to see what the plan is moving forward, though, in terms of who they use. Carolina's kick coverage unit, number one in the league, allowing 18.5 yards on 11 returns with a long of 45, while on punt returns, they allow 7.8 yards with a long of just 18 yards. While the record states Carolina is 1-5, the details say they've lost 4 of the 5 games by 6 points or less. They've been blown out only once, throttled by the New York Giants by 29 on a short week playing Thursday night football. Ex-Bear player and head coach Ron Rivera coming back to town, and his Bear pride would no doubt be a big part of getting his team in the proper frame of mind for an upset bid. Well, the Bears have a huge advantage on the Panthers right now is scoring. The Bears' defense has yet to allow a single point in the first and third quarters this season, and Carolina's offense has scored only 90 points in 6 games total. They haven't even been able to get into field goal position this year, hitting on the only 2 attempts they've had. They have 2 defensive touchdowns, but only 7 takeaways and a league-worst 7 points off those takeaways. All right, that's going to wrap us up for this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford. It's Bears and Panthers at Soldier Field. We'll start the pregame at 9, kickoff at noon on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Be sure to join Tom Thayer, myself, and the entire broadcast crew for the broadcast. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll see you next time on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.